Chapter 357, Prohibition of Pointing with a Weapon at Another Brother in Faith. 1783, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, None of you should point at his brother with a weapon, because he does not know that Satan may make it loose from his hand, and as a result he may fall into a pit of hellfire by accidentally killing him. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. The narration in Muslim is, Abul Qasim, i.e. the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, He who points at his Muslim brother with a weapon is cursed by the angels, even if the other person should be his real brother. Commentary. Sila is that weapon which is used in war for attack and defense. For instance, sword, gun, pistol, lance, etc. To point any such weapon towards a Muslim or dhimmi, even to frighten him, is forbidden. It is very unfortunate that, contrary to the teachings of Islam, display and use of weapons are very common nowadays. So much so that the fashion of air fire festivities is gaining increasing popularity in Muslim society. This fashion is totally against the teachings of Islam, and its dangerous consequences are witnessed every day. May Allah grant us guidance to follow the right path. 1784. Jabir radiallahu anhu said, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, prohibited from presenting a drawn sword to another. Abu Dawud and At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. If a naked sword drops from one's hand, it can injure one's hand, foot, or any part of the body. Similar is the case of a sharp knife or any other similar weapon and tool. One should never give it to anyone from its blade side. When we study such things, we are really wonderstruck to see the care which Islam has taken to respect humanity.